October 5, 2014 AD, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the New Age of Consummation and Fire. Merry Christmas. We are here live to celebrate the eternal energy of love. We are here for you. We love you. We thank you for tuning in to agree with the power of sound, the power of vibration, the power of love. We will pray to the glory of Jaje Susi Christ. Go ahead, my brother.
We thank you, Jaje Susi, the eternal energy.
Yes.
The energy that's closer than hands and feet. The energy that dwells within each soul that hears us, that's on the planet. We thank you for that Holy Ghost fire. We thank you for being with us in all situations. We thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for delivering our prayers. It's you, intelligence, that's guiding us and protecting us and with us in our time of need. It's you who we pray to. It's you who hears us, just like the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, hears us. We thank you for that divine intelligence. I love you, we love you, and we praise you. In the name of
Jesus.
Amen. So be it. This is Son of God University.
That's
you're at the right station. Yes, we're here with my loving brother and I, and we're here to tell you a lot of stuff that's going on.
That's right, baby. And we're going to sing the song of praise and give glory. And after the wonderful anthem, we're going to just go excitement into the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sing a new song. Christmas is here. Ding dong, ding dong. Glory to Jesus Christ, baby. We are here live. My brother and I, sweetheart, sweetie, we are here to just excite the truth of Christ. You know, the weather report. Should I do a weather report, my brother?
Go ahead. You're going to do the weather report.
The weather report. On October 3rd, 2015, correction. Oh, yeah, 2015 minus 1 in 2014. Yes, a few days ago in Rochester, Minnesota, they had some snow on the ground. Isn't that exciting? They had early snowfall. And also in Wisconsin, they had some dusting of snowfall. And in South Dakota, they had snowfall. And the temperature was a nice, cool 28 degrees. Ladies and gentlemen, sweethearts, baby.
And that's in the USA.
Yes, thank you. Yes, definitely in the United States. That's it. America in the Midwestern United States. That's right. Over in Japan, in Okinawa, Japan, there is a hurricane, typhoon, they call it in that language, a hurricane in the American language. It's coming up west on the west Pacific, and it's grooving and moving. And we are ordering that hurricane to give us rain and to give the United States rain, and we are hoping for it to hit not damaging winds, but in the name of Jaje Susi, we are hoping and we are projecting and we are demanding, shall I say that, in the name of Jaje Susi, we are demanding that that weather pattern come to the United States of America for the rain for Southern California, Central California, Paradise, California, Oregon State, Washington State, and just do it up a good wallop of rain. Do you agree with that, my brother?
Oh, yes.
We agree in the righteous name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, baby. So that's the weather. The temperature on October 3rd in Los Angeles, they set a record of 108 degrees. They have some hot weather in the west of the United States and in the Southern California and in the north this year. So they set a record of 108 degrees. Today is a cool day, about 91 degrees in Los Angeles area. So it's they may have some burnt up heat over there, a lot of fires. But we're projecting on this glorious autumn season that we will have some action around here. Rain, come today. Sun and fog, you come around another day.
You got that right, baby. You know, we have the energy, the power to command the weather. That's how we are on this planet, basically Jaja Susi gave man dominion over the yes. earth, and that's over the elements of the earth, of praying and commanding rain. California definitely needs rain. It's in a drought. We don't like to see droughts. Droughts don't happen around here.
Right.
So we're demanding rain. We're commanding rain
yes.
in all the western part of the United States, especially, you know, they need rain.
Right.
Washington State has some rain, comes and goes, mm-hmm. but especially down there in Southern California.
And Northern California.
Yes, the whole California, whole they need rain. Oregon needs some too.
Yes.
We're really projecting that. Get into what we're going to talk about today as far as the Lord Jesus Christ, who he really is, why do we worship him, why everybody should be worshiping him, how is the Holy Ghost or the Ghost Holy or the Holy Spirit connected with Jesus Christ, which is Jesus Christ within you.
Yes.
We're going to explain that. My brother, you know, he knows the scriptures. For people who need the scriptures, he's going to lay it out for you.
Yeah, baby. Glory to Jesus. Merry Christmas, baby. And also while we're here, to let you know that our archives are free. When you want to hear them 24 hours a day, 17 days a week, 965,000 days per month, per year. 365 days a year on the earth. Okay, so our archives are free. You go to our website. People have been inquiring. Yes, you can. There's no charge. We don't charge. If they try to tell you you got to pay, you don't have to pay. You tell them that I said so. And it's so, because Son of God University, that's how we operate. We give free services because we love the people, and most of all, we love the eternal Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, yes, the power of why we worship the Son of God. Well, Jesus Christ needs glory. God sent Jesus Christ to the earth. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, asked the Father, pleaded with the Father to come to the earth to redeem humankind. Because Jesus Christ foresaw and foreknew that human heathens, would need salvation and redemption. And so the fireball Jesus Christ, who was with the Father from the beginning, who was a glorious fireball, that's in Deuteronomy 4:24, Hebrews 12:29, where it states, our God, Jehovah, is a consuming fire and a loving God. That's in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, and in the book of Hebrews, 12 chapter verse 29, it says, our God is a consuming fire. And quoting from the Gutenberg, it says, our God, Jesus, is a consuming fire. Quoting from the Holy Spirit translation, our God, Jesus, is a consuming fire.
Tell them who Jesus is, my loving brother, because we got millions of listeners that's new. And they probably don't know what that name is.
Oh, yeah. Jesus is Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Explain why, as far as at first, it was Jesus. It always was Jesus.
Right.
But then when the English saw it, they didn't know what that E was, so they shortened it by saying Jesus instead of Jesus.
Right. Because at one time, they had it written out Jesus parenthesis E. So they were saying Jesus E. But if you say Jesus E, then you got to rhyme with Easy E, the rapper. See? But in the original, Jesus, which was ancient, which it's really an American term. People think it's a foreign term for the United States of America. It started way back 559 years ago when Jesus Christ came on the scene to the ancient America before Columbus even discovered it. It always exists. Columbus did not create it. People wonder, well, what's the Christopher Columbus? Well, he came over to discover what Jesus Christ already put together and formed, the land, the ground, a land of freedom. And so over at 559 years ago, Jesus Christ appeared in his glory and light and gathered together some Nephites or Native Indians. And he was dealing with them in a variety of places in the USA before it was really called USI. And we know a major part of it was done right in the Pacific Northwest, where Son of God University's headquarters are. I know you wonder, so you guys are always out of the country, but yet, that is so. But the headquarters is in Seattle, Washington area.
Holy Ghost City.
Yeah, Holy Ghost City. And we bring you greetings live here from Shangri-La, Thailand, home of the Buddha, home of the Buddhists. And now in this great country of Thailand, we have Christianized energy manifesting. People are coming into Jesus Christ. Joyce Meyer's Ministries is over here in Thailand. Son of God University is definitely right here in Thailand, and a few others. So we are boom, 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 baby, coming into the light of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus, the difference, when Jesus appeared to the Navajo Indians over there in Missouri, Air Territory, before it was called Missouri, they were there, and they migrated westward, and in the Pacific Northwest, the city of Enoch, where 5,000 years ago, translation took place in the great Pacific Northwest of America, and Missouri is in America, for those who don't know where Missouri, middle United States. Well, Jesus, it was the original language and terminology that was given to those native Navajo and various other Hopi Indians of the, you know, what they call the red race, or the various beautiful people in America. And so they came in contact with Jesus, and it was revealed to them, Jesus, which means the ultimate divine energy, the almighty Holy Ghost on every coast, sweeter than French toast, more nutritional than beef pot roast. We love you, Lord of hosts, the most sacred Holy Ghost. So, Jesus refers to energy, the energy of Jesus, the vibrating almighty spirit that is inside of us. The name Jesus means I shall be. I shall be powerful. The name Christ means when anointed with light. You put the two together, I shall be powerful when I am anointed with light. Jesus Christ. So for those who are new in the heavens, earth, and hell, and throughout the world, the planet, Jesus is Jesus. 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 Esau. There's many variations of the name Jesus. Yeshua. Yeshua. Jeshua, Yahashua, Yahashua.
So to tell them also, my loving brother, the difference between Jah Jesus and Jah Jesus. Well, Jah Jesus, let's put it this way. Jah Jesus is the individual being, and Jah Jesus represents the energy, the intelligence, usually when you say that. And then you have the Son of God. His name is Jah Jesus also.
Yes.
And he's, I would say, the supreme Son of God. So tell them the difference between that and why are their names the same?
Okay, well, Jesus, the Son of God, whom most people know as Jesus of Nazareth, from Nazareth, Israel, Jesus, like you said, is the significance of the ultimate energy, the Holy Ghost. The fire, the power, the energy, the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is in charge of this spirit, or Holy Spirit, because Jesus Christ, he possessed the Holy Spirit. He was filled with it. He came forth with it. He came out of the fireballs of eternity when his body was formed from the eternal energy. And the name of the Holy Spirit is Jah Jesus. And for those, like I said years ago, those who are allergic to saying Jah Jesus are kind of scared, then you can say Jesus right now, you see.
And that's legal.
That's legal. That is legal, you see, because the name Jesus is in derivation from the name Jehovah. Yeah, that's another thing I want to conquer while I'm on the subject. I think, we did it before. The great name Jehovah or Jehovah means Jesus is my Savior, or Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus means Jehovah is become my salvation. So the name Jehovah is of the Father. Now, these, I won't say idiots on the earth, but these silly heads, they've been in the dictionary, they said Jehovah is a false name for God. My brother, what have they been smoking in Colorado and Washington State? In the USA, it's like, what? And they say, well, you know, the correct name is Yahweh. No, it isn't. Yahweh is correct for the Son of God. Yahweh belongs to Jesus. Jesus in Hebrew, Yahweh is Jah, is the way. Jah, Jesus is the way. Jehovah or Jehovah, Jehovah is the Father God, the Almighty Elohim Allah Supreme. So the Father, Jehovah, name means in reference to the Son, the covenant God, or the God who has a Son. So the name is legal. It's in the first book of Annals of Skyrim, Year of Gods, where it speaks about contemplate the name Jehovah. Well, that is the name that Jehovah announced to Moses during the era of delivering the people from freedom. And also, speaking to the religious world and to the ignorant world, and I love you all, I say this not in derogatory, the name Jehovah is not restricted to the Jehovah's Witnesses. I want you people to know that. When you hear the name the Jehovah's Witnesses or the International Society, American Bible Society of Jehovah's Witnesses, do not have a patent on the name. And I'm not speaking against the Jehovah's, movement, witnesses. I love them very much. Like I said, a good friend of mine in the middle United States, Elliot Haynes, I love him. And I was under his watch. The name Jehovah belongs to all. It is the Almighty God, the Father of all, the one who sent Jesus Christ. And so now we get that straight. It is not a false name. When you hear that, it's not false. Believe you me. And in Germany, they say Jehovah. It's a slight derivation of and Africa, some of the continents, the nations inside of Africa, Jehovah. And they have different accents and different dialects. But it's the true God. It's the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Heavenly Father. Now, getting back to Jesusi. Jesusi, when you hear the name Jesusi, it's in reference to the light of Christ, the eternal energy, the Christ fire, the great Christ within us. Like my brother says, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God, came to earth in physical form. He still has his physical, glorious body today, over 2,014 years of age, young, handsome, and attractive, almighty, all-powerful, all-glorious. Do you know to this day that that very great Jesus of Nazareth, he still praises the Holy Spirit, my brother? How can that be?
Oh, yes. Jehovah, Allah Jehovah, praises that divine Holy Spirit.
You don't say.
Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit of that lad, Colton, he saw the blue energy in front of Jehovah.
Yes.
It's all around. He saw that blue and he said, wow, look at that energy. That energy is important because if Lord Jehovah, Allah Jehovah,
yes,
if he praises the Holy Spirit, and his son praises the Holy
yes.
Spirit, let's just say Jah Jesus. I say that a lot because people all over the world know Jah Jesus.
Right.
Most people don't know Jah Jesus. So a lot of times I say Jah Jesus. Same thing. Jah Jesus, he praises the Holy Spirit. What do you think we should be praising? The
Holy Spirit.
And when you're in touch and connected with that Holy Spirit, you're in connection with Jesus. Hear me good.
Yes.
When you're in connection with the Holy Spirit, when you got the baptism, who baptizes? Jah
Jesus.
The individual being, the Son of God, he has to baptize you. Then you're in connection. Then you can praise him. That's true worship because you got the connection. If you don't have the connection, basically you're not praising Jah Jesus. I'm
right.
Sorry to say.
That's
you
right.
know,
yes.
You got to have that spiritual connection.
Yes.
It's a spiritual connection. Believe me, when you get that connection, you will know you have the connection.
Amen.
Because that Holy Ghost and fire will come into you and it will purge you. Basically, it's energy.
Yes.
And that energy comes into you. You will feel it. It will groove you. It would just anoint you. It would just purify you. It would glorify you. It would just help you in every way. It would uplift you. You would feel the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You won't have to ask, do I have the baptism? You would know without a doubt, my loving brothers and sisters, that you have that connection. And we got to get on that connection. There's so many Christian churches,
yeah,
they're not connected. That's why everything is going on. You have this in the church. You have witchcraft in the church. You have people doing voodoo dust and all this kind of stuff. Maybe my brother and I have been to so many denominations.
Yes.
And all this stuff in the church. Well, they're Christians. They're Christians. Why are they doing that? They don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the baptism, how can you do that? You need the power. Everybody wants power. If you want power, get the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
That's
if you
right.
want the power, everybody wants power. Let's face it. If you want power, give the baptism. It helps you forgive. You can't do it on yourself. We was in the Sunday school. The girl said, I can't forgive. Of course you can. You can't do nothing without Jesus. Jesus, the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
It helps you forgive. It helps you do everything. It helps you get rid of your weaknesses, your sexual cravings, with everything you, anything you have. It helps you become young.
Yeah.
It helps you everything, in everything, in the sports arenas. It helps you in sports. It gives you energy.
Is that how I got my big muscles?
That's how you get, let me feel those muscles. That's okay. How you got those big muscles.
My big arms.
Yes. That's how my brother got big muscles. It's by pumping iron first.
Yes.
And then the energy helps you, and once you get into the, and that's why you need to exercise. Exercise is part of Jesus, but when you exercise it, you start feeling the energy. You know, some people, they run, they get the second wind.
Yes.
That's that eternal energy, Jesus energy, that's giving you that high. Sometimes you can exercise, you get a high.
That's the eternal energy.
You know, you're getting it without really being baptized, but it's legal because Jesus is making it legal. He's so merciful that you're feeling it because you're exercising. That's why those people that exercise, they keep doing it because they feel that high. Whatever you do, you know, you feel it. And that's why exercise is really major as far as you living on the earth. Remember, we're talking to a planetary system. We're talking to people on earth, people that are just tuning in. We're talking to people on earth, but we call them earth suits, if you want to call that,
right.
Physical suits with bodies. Then we're talking to people who are in the hellish realm, spiritual bodies. People right now are listening to us in the hellish realms. And there's many different hellish realms, Taurus. There's just so many hellish realms. Then you got people in the heavenly realms that's listening to us now. So we got a lot of people that's listening to, trillions of people are listening to our radio station right now. Trillions. It's hard to believe, but trillions. Jesus made it so because it's so many people that need this message, Son of God University. We are his representatives. We are telling you the truth. Well, I don't want your money. We don't want your money.
Right.
All we want you to do is get the information. The information is that God is in you. He is your hope and glory. What God is that? Jesus Spirit.
That's right, baby. I tell you, now for scripture, folks, 1 John, the 5th chapter, it speaks about Jesus Christ dwelling in us. It said, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. First chapter of St. John, in the beginning the Word was, and the Word was in the beginning with God, and the Word was God. And a lot of ministers stop right there, but the same verse is, and the same was in the beginning with God. That means Jesus was called a God with the Godfather. That makes that dude powerful, doesn't it? It makes him ultra with Jehovah.
What does the Word mean for people that don't
know? Oh, okay. The Word is the eternal energy.
Okay.
And Jesus Christ brought forth so much energy, he was called the Word. Because the Word was inside of Jesus, just like the Word of God or the Word, the Christ-like, is inside of us. So therefore, if we get the possession of the eternal Christ-like inside of us and inside of our temple being, therefore we become God beings. And that first chapter of St. John says, Jesus Christ light is every man that cometh into the world. Now dig this, baby, sweetheart. You know that we have a spark of divinity inside of us. We
got really?
Yeah, baby.
You?
We got the super. Did you say whoop-de-doo? What did you say, baby? Glory to Jesus. We have the super conscious mind has a spark in us.
So is that called the super conscious mind, that spark that's in us?
Yes. And it grows and glows and flows and it blows.
So how does it grow, flows, and blows? Does it do it when you get anointed with Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit? Is that the first initiation of it?
Yes. Acts 2:38.
Okay.
Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Barack Hussein Obama for the forgiveness of your sins.
Okay. I can go with that.
And you shall... Let me correct that, kid. Sweetheart.
He's playing.
Yeah. I want you to be alert. We say some things by the Holy Spirit to wake you up and to jolt you. All respect due to the President of the United States in America and of America. We honor him and respect him highly, and we give him great devotion of love. We don't mean any demeaning to him, if anything, an exaltation.
Right.
To say you baptize in the name of the President, you know, but we're referring to the Supreme President, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me quote it originally. from the Royal King James Version. Repent, every one of you. Then Peter said, repent, every one of you. Because they were asking earlier, if you go earlier in the verses, say, what must we do, men and brethren? How can we get rid of our heathenism? How can we get rid of our wickedness? He says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, which is the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this promise, the next verse says, this promise is unto you and to your children and to your grandchildren, and on, and to many as the Lord our God shall call. So as we get initiated and repent, which means to turn away from evil, to turn away from negative, to cry out, to be sorry for, to be have a remorseful feeling. Not these cheap prayers that they be saying on some of these religious places. Well, you know, obviously, in my heart, what did you say, nigga? They don't repent right. You know, those Nick Bites, they go through it real quick instead of saying Jesus. I'll give you an example. Let's act like I'm a sinner to die. And I said, oh man, I've been feeling this lady's boobs. Oh, I'm sorry, that was wrong. Oh man, I said, I'm my own wife. Oh, Jesus. And I go to Jesus, Jesus, thou Son of God, Jesus, 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 in Spanish, Jesus, Jesus, Gloria a Dios, Jesus, and excelsis Deus, Jesus. In other words, you call on Jesus, the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me for my sins. I confess your sins, my sins, not you, Jesus. I confess my sins that I wanted to feel that lady's boob. You know, if that was one of my weaknesses. See, it's not wrong to name your sins to Jesus. Is that cool?
Oh, no, that's the high priest. You should name your sins.
Right.
You don't really have to go to a earthly priest. Basically, you go right to Jesus, and he hears you through his Holy Spirit.
That's right.
He hears everything.
Yes.
Now, you said that. Tell them, my loving brother, how they get the Holy Ghost, the Ghost Holy.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit.
Okay. After you receive, you know, you have repented, and you've been baptized in the name. Be sure you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. If the priest said, I hereby baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You say, wait a minute, priest. You are incomplete. Almost a nincompoop. But you don't have to say that part. You say, wait a minute. You didn't baptize me in the name of Jesus. I did that when I went to the Mormon church during my U.S. Navy time. And I joined them for a while, and I got baptized. I've been baptized before in the Pentecostal church, in the Baptist church, and technically in the Catholic church. And I says, wait a minute. I stopped the priest. I said, wait, hold it. It was in Waukegan, Illinois. I could still see it in boot camp training and at the temple, the stake. I said, you didn't say in the name of Jesus. You just said, Nomine Patris, Nomine Filii, Nomine Spiritus Sancto. He said, what did you say? I did that on purpose to him. I said, I was saying, praying in Latin. I said, what you said in the name of the Father. You used the title. I said, how come you didn't throw me in the water in Jesus' name? Well, you know, Matthew said, Matthew didn't say nothing. Jesus said, baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. And I said, Elder, what is your name? Elder Sabina. I'm just giving a code name now. Elder Sabina. I said, don't you love your name, Elder Sabina? Sabina? Yes, I do. What is your name? Sweetie, you love your name? I love my name. So it's like, okay, shouldn't the Son of God's name be mentioned in baptism? Well, the Bible says that you're not getting it, priest. And we had an argument, you know. And he gave me this. I got a baptism certificate because he wouldn't change. It's under my name, it's under my parents' name. And it says, this vessel was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Okay. Well, of course, later after I got out of the Navy, after that active duty and from that church, I went and got rebaptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Now, when they say in the name of the Father, the Son, what do that mean? Because some people take it literally like he did.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That, yeah.
Like that ministry, he didn't have the insight of that.
Right, right. Okay. And since Jesus is so equal to God, see, this message we're talking today, this is going to be a five-hour program. 5 hours we're going to be on the air minus tax, which means for 55 minutes from the time you heard our song, we're going to have to put all what we're saying, 5 hours sermon, into 55 minutes. And what you don't get today, you'll get it on the 19th of October. Okay, they said, I hope you guys understood me on the airwaves. We're not going to be on the radio airtime for 5 hours straight. You got to catch what I'm saying. We're going to be on regular time, go off at 9 o'clock Pacific time zone, and whatever your time zone is, an hour's worth of program. And like I said, what you miss, you'll get, you know, the following time. Okay. They don't realize that Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, the eloquent most, his royal majesty, his imperial majesty, Jesus the Christ, he is equal to God. And I just gave you the scriptures on St. John, the first chapter. So, in the book of Doctrines and Covenants, it's stated that Jesus Christ is the Father of the heavens and the earth. Does that make Jehovah jealous? Does that knock Jehovah out of whack? Heavens, no. Earth, no. Hell, no. Jehovah, the Father, God, is not knocked out of whack because Jesus is called the Father. Just like I'm a father. I got two kids. I'm a father. And I'm also a son because I got a papa. I will always be a son to my papa, and I will always be a dad to my children, and I will be a granddad to my two grandchildren. You see, that never changes. So Jesus, it's legal to call Jesus Father. They call the Holy Pope Father Francis. So, hey. People need to get with it, you Christian churches. Wake up, you sleepyheads, and glorify Jesus Christ and worship his name and call him Father Jesus. Isaiah 9:6, it states, Jesus, unto us a child is born, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Holy Ghost within, Everlasting Father. Look at that right there. Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, and all that good stuff. Okay. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And so Jesus Christ is carrying the load of the planet and planets. But speaking to the earth realm and the hell and the heavenly realm, that Jesus Christ is major and should be adored, worshipped, and glorified and give thanks every day. When you go sit on the toilet stool, thank Jesus Christ that your urine is coming out, your bowels is moving. Give thanks because it's major. So this Father business, Jesus Christ is Father. He said, behold, in the original text of St. John, behold, I am the Father and the Son. He said, I'm the Father because I brought forth the fullness of the Christ-like. I am the Son because I made flesh my tabernacle, or my physical body from the glorious man became human form. And so, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, really all refers to Jesus Christ, the eternal energy. Because Jesus Christ is Father, Jesus Christ is the Son, and he's also the Holy Ghost. How can that be? Is it amalgamation? No, no, no. The Holy Ghost has a name. In the name of the Holy Ghost. Like the scripture says. You see? And we said many times before that the name of the power, the name of the Spirit of God on page 123 in the book Temple of God, it verifies it by Annalise Kyren. It says the name of the light of Christ is Jesus Christ. Let's say that together, my brother. The name of the light of Christ is Jesus Christ. Or if you want to get deep, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
All one, it's all unified. So that title, when Jesus say, and if you notice, he said baptized in the name. He didn't say in the name, plural. He didn't say that. He didn't say plural. He said singular, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Ghost, Holy, or Holy Ghost. So it's like, oh, so that all refers to Jesus, or Jesus. You see, the key word of all power is Jesus, or Jesus. Like my brother said, for those who are familiar with Jesus, we speak it to the world. And that name is the key word of all power. If you worship Jesus Christ, you get the Holy Ghost. You ask the question, how do you get the Holy Ghost? Well, you praise Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master of Seattle, Washington, the Master of the Universe, he is the one that gives the Holy Ghost.
And why did he deserve to give the Holy Ghost?
Oh, baby, Jesus deserves that because he gave his life's blood on the tree. He sacrificed all his life. He became sin. Now, he didn't sin. He became sin offering for us that we don't have to get goats and pigeons and turtle doves and midnights and red heifers and bullocks to offer. That would be all the money today if you had to offer a cow on the altar. Man, these Nisnites and nigger bites would be getting over in them temples. You go to Jerusalem, and you go to Nazareth, over there in Israel, they'd be charging you an arm, a leg, a thigh, and a breast. You see? But today, it's all paid for. So, he shed his life's blood. Now, dig this. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, for example, now, I don't know if people know this. A lot of people don't know. I just found out recently, and I've been in this business for ages. I found out that Jesus was on the cross for 6 hours, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours hanging up there with I was going to say with thumb on his nose, but he had his hands out. Right? Mm-hmm. Anywho, and he was on the cross. And while he was on the cross, now remember, they nailed him to the cross. Blood is steady dripping. It's steady dripping. So when the blood of Jesus Christ was dripping off of his body, he was already the planetary Christ before he officially became the planetary Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When he zoomed around the planet and blessed the planet like you saw in a Superman movie. So, but far greater. So the thief on the cross, there was two. One of the guys said, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, he was educated. He knew something about the kingdom of Jesus Christ. When you come into your kingdom, remember me. Forgive me for my sins. They didn't tell the whole story, but there's a lot more missing out of the scriptures. Like, forgive, he repented. And Jesus told him, today, you should be with me in paradise. But the guy wasn't even baptized yet. At least not according to record. How can Jesus do that?
You know, this Jesus, that's what we keep saying. He has major power. The Father, I was talking to the Father, Allah Jehovah, uh-huh. about it. And he was, Jehovah said that people who go to hell and have blasphemed the Holy Ghost, not lit up.
Uh-huh.
We can talk about, I don't want to get into that because that hurts the Father's feelings
right.
by doing that. But this being literally cursed the Father and stuff and went to hell, I mean, she was blaspheming the Holy Ghost. It's just like, basically, your spirit is dissolved. I mean, like, you're no more you.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And he said that Jesus could break all laws and go in and get her out of hell and bring her if she repented. That's how powerful this is.
Wait a minute. Now, what have you been smoking, my brother?
That's what Allah Jehovah
what
told me.
What kind of hot toddy have you been smoking from angling?
He said that he can break all laws. Because remember,
wow.
he
okay.
is the planetary Christ.
That's right.
He has all power. And he is in charge of the Holy Ghost. He's in charge of it.
Whoa, that's big,
you
like
know?
Fire.
So he can do what he wants. If
Wait.
Somebody
oh, okay.
really did something, let's say Hitler. People know about Hitler.
Right, right.
Or something like they said, okay. man, he was an evil being. You know, let's say that all what they said. He
right.
killed all these things. That let's say he's in hell. I'm not going to say where he's at.
Right, right.
Let's say he's in hell. He's the deepest hell. If he repented, Jesus can go down there and get him out of hell and bring him out of hell.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's yeah. how powerful this being is.
But Hitler, according to record, killed over 6
Doesn't
million
matter.
Jews. You mean one drop of the blood of Jesus
yeah.
Christ can do that?
Right. He's, see, his okay. stamp of approval is that blood.
That's right.
When he shed that blood, and that blood hit the earth, remember it was shaking. It was vibrating.
Yeah, earthquakes.
It was
yes.
earthquakes.
Tsunamis.
It was earthquakes, tsunamis. The
yes.
earth, then the earth opened up, and people started walking out on the earth.
Oh, yeah.
And died and everything. I mean, it was major stuff.
Yes.
See, people don't tell the whole story about it.
Right.
So that was happening. So when that blood hit the earth, he became a planet. I mean, that crystallized all atoms throughout. It just regenerated the earth, basically. And
oh, okay.
it made Jesus more prevalent to everybody. It's easier to get now than before.
Is there a scripture reference for that?
It's you know a scripture. You're the scripture king.
Okay, ask me where it's found.
You ask yourself. Go ahead.
Sweetie myself, baby. Good looking, muscular, beautiful, handsome guy. Where is that scripture? Well,
you're
right.
Go ahead.
It's found in St. Matthew, 27th chapter and the 26th chapter.
Quote it for these people.
Okay, it says, and the graves were open,
mm-hmm.
and them that slept in the graves from the past tense, B.C. times, and even after Jesus came on the scene, it said the graves, when after Jesus' last blood dripped from his body, when Jesus said, it is finished, at that moment when the magnanimous sea tsunami hit the planet and the earthquake, it says, all those that slept, the graves were open, and they came out walking the earth. They didn't even wait for the 3 days of the resurrection because Jesus Christ had already went to hell at that instant when he said, it is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. When he did that, his spirit being zoomed to the realms of hell and in that instant freed them souls. He talked to them, dealt with them, and those that had an open heart and mind, they were forgiven, redeemed, and came out of the grave. And they walked the planet Earth in physical form. How can Jesus do that, my brother?
He is the planetary Christ.
But they've been dead for thousands of years.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. Remember, Jesus, what did the Father say? He said, I want all the angels, all the human beings, and the Hebrews.
Uh-huh.
You know where it's found.
Oh, yeah. Where's it found, me? It's found in the first chapter, verse 6.
And that. And he said, everyone worship my son.
Yeah.
Now, this is before the dispensation.
Right, right.
This was way, and some people, like the seven spirits, were worshiping before that.
Yes.
Because they knew.
Yes, yes, we sure
they,
did. We,
they knew
it.
They knew
they
about
knew
it.
That's right, that's
so,
right.
But the point is, some people didn't catch it that fast.
Right, right.
And so everybody needs to worship Jah Jesus. When you worship Jah Jesus, you're worshiping the Holy Ghost. When you worship the Holy Ghost, you worship Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus.
It's kind of like intermittent. It's kind of hard to put it in
language
in
words.
Huh? Until it's a spiritual thing, and spirit sometimes goes with inner knowing and
right.
Putting it in words like my brother and I say. We only can say so much.
Right.
You got to feel it. You got to experience it.
That's
and
right.
And once you experience it, oh, it's like a lightning flash, like Ruby Nelson
yes,
says.
Yes.
Like, oh, that's what it is. You know it.
That's right.
Feel it. You say, oh, yeah, okay, I understand it. And understanding is more beyond words that we would say.
Right.
We can only say so much to you. You know,
that's right.
But this Jah Jesus is major. He can do anything. Remember, he is our creator. He
yes.
created our bodies, our physical temples. He's the one that did all this.
Is there physical scripture reference for that kind of stuff?
It's, you better believe it. And you know where it's found.
Me, where is it found? Me. Well, that's found in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter.
And quote it for these people.
Okay. In the first chapter, beginning at the first verse, onward, it's God who at sundry times, which means past tense time, has spoken to us by angelic beings and by the prophets, hath in these latter days spoken unto us by his son, Jesus, whom God made heir of all, heir
heir
of all things, and whom also Jesus created the world, plural.
So he created, so this Jah Jesus, he didn't only create Earth. Earth
right.
is his favorite planet. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
But he didn't only create, he created zillions of planets. I remember the father, I was talking to Allah Jehovah again,
uh-huh.
and he was saying, he just going to give Earth a turn.
Right.
Maybe a few billions.
Right.
But you know, but basically he said, it's in the trillions of planets that this Jah Jesus created. Because first, he was working with Allah Jehovah, then he took over and started creating, he created this zillions of planets.
So you're saying this great Jesus Christ of Nazareth is worthy of worship and love and thanksgiving?
Well, hey, first of all, he created zillions of planets. Second of all, this planet first was going through contortion because, I'm going to say this, we were in celestial bodies.
Right.
Things kept going wrong. You know the story, Adam and Eve and all this. And
right.
So things were going on. It kept going on. And Allah Jehovah said, forget this. Instead of the physical body, we're just going to have them in their spiritual body only. And then Allah Jesus,
uh-huh.
Jah Jesus, uh-huh. sometimes I say Allah
right,
Jesus, because he carried the title of
the
his father.
Father. Yes, yes.
But Jah Jesus came on the scene and said, wait, no, I want my loving brothers and sisters to have a body. I don't want them to have a spiritual body. I want to have, so he had to plead to the Father. Then the Father said, okay, I'll let you deal with these heathens. You're going to be the commander and the creator of that planet.
That's right.
So he took it over. So everything changed then. We have physical bodies now, and Jah Jesus made them. Not Allah Jehovah, Jah
mm-hmm.
Jesus
That's
made them.
Yes.
This planet now, the way you see it, how physical form, Jah Jesus made this planet.
That's right.
And he made this planet that we could become gods and goddesses. That's the main destiny that he made this planet for us, that we won't live forever in our sins.
Right.
And we can get that redemption power within and use it to redeem us. The Holy Ghost, that ghost holy within us, he put that in us. Remember, he did all this. That's why it's major to mention his name.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's major to
yes.
worship him. It's major, and he taking the first step further, it's major to worship that ghost holy, because once you worship him, like my brother gave you, my loving brother told you about worship in Jah Jesus, he descends the Holy Ghost with me. Once that Holy Ghost comes, my loving brother,
yes.
then you go to the Spirit. You can say, okay, you start worshiping that divine sire within you, that Holy Ghost within you. You start worshiping, and it's the same as worshiping Jesus.
That's right.
Holy Ghost, it's the same thing. It's His energy. It's His power. You're worshiping that. And if you worship that, you automatically worship Jesus. If you are worshiping Jesus, you automatically worship the Father.
Right.
So people are saying, follow this, follow that. Basically, nobody really kind of hears you. You kind of like wasting time, you know, and that's why you're in the dilemma, that you're in now, mm-hmm. because you're saying Father. Father who?
Yeah,
first
Father
of all,
who?
You got to say a name. Then you say Lord. What Lord?
Right.
Is Lord Buddha? Is Lord Christ? Is Lord Krishna?
Uh-huh.
Is Lord Zoroaster? Is all these Lords under the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ?
That's right, yeah.
You know, so you're saying all this, you got to say a name, you know. I gotta give it to the Muslims. They say Allah.
Right.
They let you know.
That's right.
You know, and of course they saying Lord this, Lord that. Maybe they occasionally they may say Jesus. You know,
yeah.
If you say Jaji, oh, that's really pushing it.
Oh
if
yeah.
You say Jaji Susan, oh man, you just out of this world.
That's
now.
Right.
Nothing new. But the point is, mm-hmm. even if you just say Jesus.
Yes.
That's the name of power.
Yes.
Lord
is
not the name of power.
That's right.
That's why the devils don't do nothing.
Right.
That's why this dilemma they are not. They say, what did they say, my brother? Lord.
Yeah.
Then, so they have all this stuff going on in their lives. No power. When you say Jesus, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. You say Jesus, the demons start saying, wait a minute.
That's it. That's right.
Wait a minute. He said the name of power.
Right.
I don't want them saying that name. And that's what they did to you. The negative force made you say Lord
instead
of the name.
That's
and
right.
You sucked up into it, and that's why your churches are drying up, and that's why stuff is happening, because you're not using the name of power.
Yeah.
Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. Jesus, baby. You got that right, because see, it's imperative to magnify that name. Like I was talking about Brandon, Missouri, Nauvoo, Missouri, Ferguson, Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, all kind of Missouri, in the Missouri state, in the United States of America, in the middle western United States of America, that state and the people are finding out the power of the name of Jesus. And it was, like I said, there were some bishops that didn't know it. I didn't know I can do that, that you can cast demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you can. That's why we keep going over and telling you how imperative it is to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And in our doctrine, it's not even the Pentecostal church doctrine. It's the scripture. It's the doctrinal scripture of Jesus Christ. That's the way He made it. If you don't like it, you take it up with the Attorney General, Jesus Christ. Not Eric Holder. I'm talking about the King of Glory, the Attorney of the Universe, Jesus Christ. Because too many religious people are putting Jesus Christ's name on the shelf. And you're living beneath your privileges. Like my brother said, the devil's come. You say, Jesus. Them niggas jump back. They can't take it. You know, like
what
like,
did you say?
I say them niggas jump back. I'm thinking about the rap star.
Nas.
He say one drop of the blood of Jesus make a nigga flip. And I like the way he said it because the word nigga is N-I-G-G-A, I guess. It's like a slang. We didn't put it with the E-R because if you say it that way, that's the N-word. That could become like a bad word, like an old slavery term. But when they say, like we told you the other day, when they say my niggas, it's cool. It's like a lot of young kids, white and black, Spanish and Filipino, all together. It don't refer to any race of people. It's one who is cool. Note that, my sweetheart. Nobody told religious. You can't understand it.
Matter of fact, one time Jesus was saying,
right.
He used that slang.
He did. That's right.
I mean, this brother is a cool brother. Don't think he said, I'm not religious.
That's right. Right.
He said, right, I'm not religious. What did you say, my nigga?
I said, what did you say, Jesus?
Like, what did you say? What did you say?
That tripped me out.
What did you say? What did you say? You know, but the point is, he was saying, I'm not a religious person.
That's
people put me as a religious person.
Right.
I'm not religious.
That's
I said,
right.
Oh, that's cool. It's cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
Know? And he used all kinds of slang. This brother man used all kinds of slang.
Yes.
He'd bring it down to your level.
Oh, yeah.
And let you understand.
That's
what my brother and I was trying to tell you.
Right. Because to be in love with Jesus Christ, it's joy. It's fun fight. It's in the name of Jesus that rain's going to come in as northern and southern and central California.
That's right.
You have heard us decree it. We spoke about it, and we magnify that name of all power is powerful, and it is imperative. Now, for those who want to praise and don't know what to say and shorter words, let me help you. You can just say, Jajaisa. Jajaisa.
Is that just a prayer, my loving brother?
That's the prayer itself. The name of the Lord Jesus is a prayer.
So you could just say, Jajaisa.
Oh, yeah.
So, my brothers and sisters, the millions and trillions that's listened to you,
yes.
By just saying, Jajaisa, that's a prayer, and they will get results.
Oh, yeah. I'm a living witness. The other day, I mentioned to you on the way to the Buddha, how that I was praising Jaji Susi. I was using that name, Jaji Susi. Man, that fire vibrated in my being. I thought I was going to take off into space, and I was ready to go. I was ready. I had my flapping flying clothes on. I had my space suit on. My space suit is my physical temple. I had the subconscious mind ready, the superconscious and the conscious. Sweetheart babies, when you praise the name of the Lord, which is Jesus, it's real. This is not a joke. That's why we're so happy. That's why the garden in paradise of dawn is going to grow and grow and grow, because it's the name of power, Jesus. It makes the plants grow. It makes the harvest be produced. It makes the grapes come, the limes, the lemons, the figs. Everything grows in the name of Jesus, because Jesus Christ is the divine creator and the redeemer, and Jesus Christ lives inside of us. And how does Jesus live inside of us, my brother?
He lives inside us through his power, the Holy Ghost, holy. And like my brother said, I'm going to get back to that. He said he was praising Jesus. He said, Jesus, Jesus. Like he said, that's a prayer.
Yes,
Jesus, Jesus. And he said, well, I'm going to use this Jesus. Mm-hmm. Man, he started saying Jesus. He thought he was going to lift off and go to one of the heavenly.
That's right.
He said, this is a lot. Because Jesus, basically, that refers more to the energy.
Yes, yes.
You know, and he used that name, and man, but Jesus is powerful, too.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Jesus is powerful. But when we say Jesus,
yes.
We refer more to the energy, the divine intelligence that closer than hands and feet.
That's
the one that moves you and grooves you, the one that helps you in your daily routine. It's not something to just go to church and hoop and holler.
Right.
And say, ah, whatever.
Wow, oh, lamb, yes.
It's not just about that.
Right, right.
I mean, I'm not saying nothing wrong with that.
No.
But it's more than that. It's triple more than that. It's about your daily life. That's what it helps you in everything you do, in your driving, in your task, in your whatever you do, motivate you, what kind of exercise you do,
yes.
Anything you do, and choosing your mate, in everything you do,
amen.
This
yes.
Divine intelligence, this inner voice, that my sheep hear my voice, the voice of Christ, that's the one that alives you. It tells you
right.
Everything what to do. If you need to know something, go to the light of Christ.
That's
don't
right.
Ask us.
Right.
Don't even ask your pastor.
Right, right.
Remember, don't put your trust. Curses
arms of flesh.
Curses to he that put his trust in armor flesh.
That's right.
You don't want to put it on. You want to trust that Holy Ghost. You want to trust that Ghost Holy. That's why we're freeing you to be in line with the Holy Ghost. That's
yes.
It. That's what our church is about. Son of God University, remember, Son of God University, S-U-N, the light of Christ,
that's
the
right.
Power. That's what we teach you, how to be in love with that power within. That's what we're talking about.
That's right, baby.
Jesus,
baby. Jesus, baby, you hit it right on the nose. And it's imperative that we concentrate on that Jesus Christ energy. Use his name excessively. Don't complain. Matter of fact, this is an important fact I want to stress. Sweetheart Dawn, I may go over a little bit, but go ahead and cut the song short when it do start. I mean, you can do that. You know, you don't have to play the long version of the outro, because this is important that I'm going to say. We said it before, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the law of multiplication. Thanksgiving to the Christ energy, the Zoom fire, the Christ fire. It makes you young, it keeps you jubilant, and it keeps your kilowatts high. If you gripe and complain a lot, it brings you down, sweetheart. You don't want to drain B. You want to elevate, because when you give thanks, and even when you don't feel like it, sometimes you may say, I don't feel the Christ is working today. That's when you say, I know the Christ in me is working. When you feel weak, the scripture says, say I am strong. When you feel down, say I am joyful. Because when you don't feel like it, and you start praising that name, like my brother said, you just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In our case, we say Jajesusi. 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 I love you. Jajesusi. 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 Thank you, Jajesusi. Thank you, Jajesusi. Thank you, Jajesusi. That's what I did. I kept giving thanks to Jajesusi. And like my brother said, I was ready to lift off. It's real, sweetheart. It's important. Remember that the major love and thanksgiving and to this light is imperative. Because when you give praise and respect to the light of Christ, the ultimate Zoom fire, the Christ eternal fire, you will be lifted. When your mind is purged with the Christ light, your body becomes purged. Remember, in the mind, that Jesus said, you shall love the Lord the Son. I'm going to their original Holy Spirit translation. You shall love the Lord the Son, mind with all thy, soul with all thy, heart with all thy, spirit with all thy. Notice that broken English. It's different, you know. And for English people, it's like, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your spirit. You see, love is the ultimate key out of all the sense of humor we say and all the exciting truth that we stress. You've got to make love to this sacred Holy Spirit, Christ fire. And when you don't feel like it, do it anyway. Don't give an excuse, because if you don't, you're going to die. Is that right, my brother?
You said it right on the nose.
You know,
you're gonna go to the grave.
Yes.
I mean, and if you want to go, that you have a free will. Everybody has a free will to choose his or her destiny.
That's
where
right.
they want to go. But the highest, if you want an A+,
yes, that's
you
right.
want to follow the laws of Jah Jesus, and Jah Jesus is anxious. He's anxiously waiting
yes.
for you to have that desire, because then his Ghost Holy will help you.
Oh, yeah.
That's your
Holy Helper. Yes.
Your Holy Helper will help you in all that. You can't do nothing yourself. Remember the scriptures.
That's right.
My brother knows the scriptures.
That's right. Book
nothing.
Of John.
You
yes.
can't do nothing. It's the Holy Ghost that helps you.
That's
it's
right.
the power. Everybody wants power? Try the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Try to get the... Don't try it. Do it.
That's
do,
it.
Be
do
a
now,
doer.
Try later.
Do, be a doer of the word.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
the scripture says.
Yes.
Be a doer of the word.
Amen.
So... basically, it's not so much my brother memorized scriptures where he can stay on the air. It's not so much people just going and saying these scriptures. That's
right.
nice.
That's nice.
But are you activating them in your life?
That's it.
Do
right.
you understand them? And you have the understanding and the wisdom to activate these principles into your life and live them and be it. Be a being, a Zoom-like being of light
yes.
on this planet. That's what this planet is wants. Once we become that, then we can stop all these hurricanes.
That's right.
We can stop all this stuff. But when the negativity comes, then stuff is going to happen like what happened in Baja down there in California.
Right, yeah.
It's so much negative happening. And these storms are guided. Most of them, some are from hell, mm-hmm. but most of them are guided.
Yeah.
And if it's a lot of negativity, they're going to come and just wipe it out.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how it is nowadays. It's getting to... these are the days when the Holy Spirit is taking charge. The Holy Spirit is basically going to judge the world. Not so much Jah Jesus. The mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, through the weather,
yes.
through everything, is going to judge. When it gets a lot of negativity, the Holy Spirit is going to have earthquakes. When it gets a lot of negativity, it's going to have tornadoes. All this stuff is because you see stuff wiped out, something negative was going on.
Right.
That's all it is. Most likely, something negative was going on, you know, and... by you becoming a being of light and love,
yes.
and if you live the principles, nothing will happen to you. You will have the food you need. You will have all things come to you. Remember, my brother said Thanksgiving. When you have Thanksgiving, everything comes to you.
Amen.
You're a magnet. When you're happy and
yes.
have
yes.
thankfulness, you're a magnet for things to come to you. But when you're down and grumpy and complaining, that's the worst sin on the planet.
That's right.
Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. We thank you, wonderful listeners of Son of God University. We're going to be out of here. We will meet again on October 19th live in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas. Have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good morning. Have a good evening. The Canon. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to
Jesus Christ. Jah Jesus, baby. We're out.